Atlantis found! Amazing imagery discovered on Google Earth clearly shows the sunken city of Atlantis. These pictures show a dumbbell-shaped object with rounded ends accompanied by a vast ring-shaped structure the size of Wales and some 620 miles off the coast of North Africa and 3.5 miles below the surface. The strange submarine feature, which is too large and appears too organized to have possibly been created by a natural process, has caught the attention of oceanographers and geologists, many of whom claim to be perplexed by the discovery. Scum magazine oceanography expert Joe King says, quote, "It's incredible. The scientific establishment has been saying for years that Atlantis was just a made-up fable. This just goes to show that science can't explain everything. It's exactly where Greek philosopher Plato said it would be, too." Plato was unavailable to comment on the story last night. The peculiar object showed up on Google Ocean, an extension of Google Earth which utilizes sonar soundings and satellite imagery to provide freely accessible maps of the ocean floor. The SCUMS technical and IT department have said that they cannot think of any explanation other than the photo shows Atlantis. Boffin Craven Moorhead had this to say.
"We were just amazed when we heard about this picture. Not least of all, because we thought Google Earth was just for finding porn."
The feature was first spotted by model airplane enthusiast Bernie Bampot, 38, of Chester.
"It looks like an aerial photograph of any Morton city. It must be man-made. The ring looks like a Morton nuclear power station to me, so Craven Moorhead is probably right when he says that there still could be a nuclear fusion reactor down there, and who knows, it might still be working. After all, we know that ancient civilizations used technology far in advance of our own. Everyone knows that they used anti-gravity machines to build the pyramids. The dumbbell-shaped object is most definitely a landing strip for their interstellar craft."
Mr. Bampot is a recognized expert on most matters at his local pub. Atlantis has fascinated mankind for millennia. Ever since it disappeared below the waves in 9700 BC, and in the 1970s when it inspired the hit television series The Man from Atlantis, starring hunky hero Patrick Duffy. Mr. Duffy was not at home when we tried to contact him, leading some reporters to theorize that he may have embarked on a top-secret mission to the area to find out if any other Atlanteans may still survive.
"May be living in glass domes, kind of like in the movie The Abyss. Who knows what kind of technology they might have? There's no sunlight that far down, so my guess is they'd be producing power using nuclear fusion. If we can learn their secrets, it might be a massive leap forward for the whole world."
For UNnews, in cooperation with the Scum magazine, I'm Jules Ismail.